Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. As we all know, CIA Director David Petraeus resigned over a marital infidelity charge. Now, according to Reuters, dated November 9, Petraeus' name had circulated speculatively as a possible Republican candidate before Obama tapped him as CIA chief. Now, of course, he was also a four-star general, and he led the U.S. wars in Iraq, I should say, and Afghanistan. Now, I'd like to focus a little bit on the situation, not so much on the marital infidelity charge, but the surrounding circumstances. And here's an article by Newsmax, dated November 11, and this was written by Ronald Kessler, who is the chief Washington correspondent of Newsmax.com, and he is the New York Times best-selling author of books on the Secret Service, the FBI, and the CIA. And that is what he wrote. FBI agents investigating CIA Director David Petraeus' affair were shocked when told by bureau officials that despite the national security implications, no action would be taken on their findings until after the presidential election. Only then would President Obama ask for Petraeus' resignation. The White House claims President Obama and his national security advisors were first informed of the Petraeus affair on Thursday, 2 days after the election. But the official timeline strains credulity. Senior FBI officials suppressed disclosure of the highly sensitive case, apparently to avoid embarrassment to Obama during his re-election campaign. On October 10, I was contacted by a longtime FBI source who told me that a bureau investigation had uncovered Petraeus' affair with a journalist and that it could potentially jeopardize national security. The source did not specifically know whether Obama, Attorney General Eric Holder, or FBI Director Mueller had given the order to delay taking action until after the election. However, Mueller meets at least once a week with the president and routinely informs him of highly sensitive investigations and threats. An FBI investigation of the CIA director should have been at the top of that list. In fact, it would have been a scandal if the FBI had not informed the president or the attorney general of an investigation of the CIA director. If the president genuinely didn't know about the probe, it would constitute malfeasance by the White House. But my FBI source doubts the order to suppress the probe's findings until after the election, while taking a chance with the nation's security, was made by the Bureau. In my opinion, Mueller is a man of impeccable integrity. He would not have acquiesced to delaying action on the Bureau's findings unless ordered to do so by the Attorney General or by the President. As FBI agents and CIA officers told me, such a delay could have meant that Foreign Intelligence Service officers or criminals who may have learned of the affair could have blackmailed Petraeus into giving up the country's most sensitive secrets. Given his position, those secrets would have included penetrations of Russian communications, bugging of foreign embassies, identities of assets risking their lives to give the U.S. valuable information on terrorists, and identities of terrorists who are about to be killed by drones. Now, in a subsequent article dated November 12, Newsmax added the following. Attorney General Eric Holder knew, as early as late summer, that former CIA Director David Petraeus was the subject of an FBI investigation that eventually uncovered an affair that Petraeus was having with his biographer. The revelation raises questions of whether Holder, already under fire for the botched Operation Fast and Furious gun-running scheme, should have, or even would have, told President Barack Obama once he was notified about the FBI investigation. The idea that the White House didn't learn of this potential problem until Election Day, I just find incomprehensible, John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the UN, said. Did the Attorney General sit on this information for 2 months? Bolton said that it begged the question of whether the information was suppressed. Now, this is the Petraeus scandal involving, apparently, the highest officials in the U.S. government. Now, here's another problem the U.S. is facing, as if that wasn't alone, the only one. The fiscal cliff. You've all heard about the fiscal cliff, haven't you? Der Spiegel Online wrote this on November 8. The U.S. has more in common with heavily indebted southern European countries than it might like to admit. And if the country doesn't reach agreement on deficit reduction measures soon, the similarities could become impossible to ignore. The fiscal cliff looms in the near future. It's not just the U.S. that is under threat. Americans are now facing a real horror scenario if the country is allowed to plunge off the fiscal cliff at the beginning of next year. Coined by Federal Reserve head Ben Bernanke, it refers to the vast array of cuts and tax increases which will automatically go into effect if Republicans and Democrats cannot agree on measures to slash the U.S. budget deficit. By the way, most Americans want the tax cuts to continue, but they don't want automatic cuts in spending, which makes the situation not any easier. This article goes on to say, the U.S. is staggering under a monumental pile of debt and could potentially begin to face the kinds of difficulties that have plunged several Eurozone countries into crisis. It is a viewpoint shared by the ratings agencies. The ongoing battle between Democrats and Republicans in the face of a horrendously imbalanced budget looks catastrophically absurd. As our country heads towards the edge of the abyss, interesting wording, lawmakers prefer to debate whether or not French fries and pizza should be considered vegetables. Were taxes to be ratcheted up at the same time the state programs were slashed, it would have an enormous effect on the economy. 2013 growth would immediately drop by 4 percentage points, making a recession unavoidable. The number of unemployed would be 2 million higher than without the cuts. It is an eventuality that doesn't just put fear in the hearts of Americans. In its annual report on the U.S., the International Monetary Fund referred to the fiscal cliff as the largest risk currently facing America. Investors have already reportedly become more cautious in the face of the looming cuts. U.S. politicians, no doubt, would not be fond of hearing their country compared to Greece. But their current finances are not dissimilar, with one difference being that the U.S. cannot count on outside help, as the Greeks have received. And there are reasons for that, which we'll go into in a moment. But what about another cliff which is looming, which, according to some commentaries, is even worse than the fiscal cliff? I'm talking about the entitlement cliff. Newsmax wrote this on November 11. Much has been said about the fiscal cliff coming at the end of the year, when tax cuts are set to expire and automatic spending cuts begin, but that pales in comparison to the entitlement cliff looming for the country in coming years, a new report warns. Entitlements include Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and means-tested welfare programs, plus veteran benefits, unemployment pay, disability pay, and more. The bottom line is this. For fiscal 2012, the federal government spent about $2.2 trillion of its $3.7 trillion budget on entitlement programs, while gross annual revenue stood at $2.6 trillion. Add interest on the federal debt of $220 billion to the entitlement payout, and that leaves less than $200 billion to pay for everything else, including defense, transportation, education, and homeland security. So the government makes up the shortfall by borrowing or printing money. The problem will only get worse in coming years. The pool of workers who pay for these programs is not growing. The Tax Policy Center reports that only 53% of households now pay both income and payroll taxes. So we should all be able to see that the downfall of America has begun. And frankly, it's impossible to cure it. It's impossible to avoid the devastating outcome. And more newspaper articles, magazines see it. Here is an article by Der Spiegel Online, dated November 10, saying this. The signs of the downfall of the U.S. are obvious. One must only take a look at the condition of the streets. Every fourth bridge is crumbling. Or the entirely outdated power grid to come to the conclusion that this country has its future behind it. A nation that has its utility lines hanging from poles in streets instead of burying them in an orderly fashion underground, cannot really be taken seriously. There is hardly an issue about which Germans are so united as they are by their desire to see America on its knees. It unites both the left and the right. Wherever they look, they see decay, a lack of culture and ignorance, a perverse mixture of irresponsibility, greed, and religious zealotry. The childish excitement over Obama that once again took hold over Germans during this election, fully 93% of the country have voted or would have voted for him in this election, is the flip side of this desire for America's demise. That the Germans of all people should see themselves in a black civil rights attorney from Chicago can only be explained by the fact that they see him as the opposite of what they consider to be normal Americans. Obama has no interest in Europe, and all of his attention goes to Asia. If this president calls the German Chancellor's office, it is only to try to sweet talk her into finally implementing Eurobonds, so Wall Street can sleep again. But that is one of those facts that is better to suppress. My friends, what we are seeing right now is something which the Bible has prophesied to occur thousands of years ago. There is anti-Americanism. The Germans, and not just the Germans, the Europeans, for that matter, pretty much all the rest of the world, is waiting for the time when America is on its knees. They cannot wait for that to happen. And America is going down. And the Bible tells us why. And there are spiritual reasons for that, as I have been telling you time and again. And we also are told in Scripture that Europe will become a mighty power block, but they will be in confrontation with the United States of America. All of this is happening. America is falling, inside and outside. You need to know why. Please read our free booklets on Europe and prophecy, on the fate of America and Great Britain, on Germany in prophecy, and you will learn why these things are happening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.